Well, greetings out there to everybody at TFMR. It is time for a special podcast. And I would know this is something that's going to interest really everybody out there, whether you're a physical stacker, always looking to add more, whether you're a one gold customer like I am, and curious about how that works and how you might be able to add more. And maybe you don't know anything about one gold. And you've heard people on the site talk about it and what a great opportunity it is to get some physical metal closer to spot. To that end, here's Patrick Yip. You probably know we've had him on before. He's a director of business development for both APMEX and One Gold. And he's here to tell us a little bit about what's going on the physical silver side, but also to introduce a very exciting new product that they've got. So anyway, Patrick, thanks so much for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Craig.
My old friend, I would be remiss if I didn't start with picking your brain a little bit about the physical situation and physical demand. You know, especially I've seen some stuff over this past weekend, you know, after the Queen passed away, that all of a sudden, you know, the old Queen's beasts and any of the other coins and rounds that have her image on it, that they're all just like going like hotcakes just because, you know, it's like his mementos. That has only served to increase physical demand. But then we've got, you know, just this ongoing situation and a dichotomy in price. It's now $5, $6, $7, maybe more from the COMEX price versus, you know, what you can actually get your hands on some actual physical metal. So what are you seeing there at APMEX, Patrick, in terms of retail demand?
Yeah, so 2022 has been an extremely busy year for, I think, anyone in precious metals. At APMEX, we're on track to sell over $2 billion in precious metals to retail customers.
Wow.
And in fact, back in earlier this year, March of 2022, we had our best month ever in our 20-plus company year history and sold over $260 million in precious metals. So it's certainly been busy here. I think every precious metals dealer would say it. I mean, we're seeing record demand across all areas.
And so how does that then translate? I mean, where do you... To this physical price. I mean, again, I'm looking before we started speaking. We got Buffaloes at APMEX. They're like almost $25. I mean, they're $6 above spot. Eagles. Maybe you can address that. Why Eagles are so expensive? Are we still having trouble? And where are we with getting supply out of the mint? I mean, how do you reconcile the two?
Yeah, unfortunately, the supply chain is still extremely stressed. A lot of it comes down to the minting and blanking process. So this is where, first of all, like metal is first it's refined by, or basically mined by different mining companies. It's sent to a refinery. It's made into like the 999 or 3.9s or 4.9s pure metal. It's then, you know, flattened to stretch out into long sheets, and then it's made into blanks. And this is where the supply chain is running into issues, Sue. So you're seeing a lot of these, like the backlog just get caught up in the blanking process. And then it's limiting the supply to the mints, which is essentially making premiums high on retail products. It's actually interesting too. And you mentioned One Gold too, in the beginning too, is the supply chain doesn't seem to be affecting larger industrial bars as mm-hmm. much. So you're looking at like the 1,000-ounce silver bars, 400-ounce gold bars, which is what One Gold buys for its vaulted platforms. And those are not selling at like $6 over spot. So it's personally what I'm doing too. When I'm like, I think right now you're looking at silver at around 19 and change. I think it's a screaming value. I'm personally interested in buying at these levels, but I just don't want to pay the premium. So I'm using a solution like One Gold.
Yeah. Oh, and in the premium on say Eagles, because people ask me about this all the time. I mean, it's almost 100% in some places, 75% at least. And is that still due to the mint and being on allocation to the dealers and just not putting out enough supply to meet demand?
Yeah, that's exactly it. So we buy everything that we can from the mint, but unfortunately, whatever the mint is selling us does not meet our demand. So we're buying from other authorized purchasers, we're buying from other wholesalers, we're even buying from the retail public.
Sure.
And in some cases, we're paying for our dealer network, we're paying north of $9 for some of these silver coins. So we're obviously, if our cost is going up, then the price we have to sell to customers is going up too. But it's just it's all supply and demand. There's a lot more people who want the metal right now that then is available out in the market, so the prices just get bit up.
And you again, I think most people on my site know from experience, some of it pretty hard earned, is you've got to deal with the most reputable people in the business, in the industry. There are a lot of disreputable things that have come along over the years. And that's where, I mean, I've been down to Oklahoma City. I've met Patrick. I've met everybody down there and seen their offices, seeing how they do their business. These are people you want to work with. And so, yeah, I guess if somebody's sitting on a tube of Eagles that they want to sell, they can go to the AppMec site, right, and sell back to you.
Yeah, they can. It's actually interesting when you mentioned credibility of dealers. You talk to a lot of precious metals dealers, and they'll say something like their gold-silver mix is something around the range of 30% gold, 70% silver. You look at AppMec, and it's actually the reverse. It's about 70% gold, 30% silver. And the reason for that is I think a lot of the deep-pocketed people who want to spend tens of millions of dollars, yep, they want to know they're buying from the best. They want to know they're buying from the biggest. If they happen to, you know, pay a little bit more, I'll admit AppMec is not the lowest price dealer, but we do offer premium service. We do have a lot of the inventory. We have 25,000 products in stock, but a lot of these larger customers just want to say, I want to do it right. I want to buy from the biggest. I want to buy from the best. And that has value to me. So a lot of the gold buyers actually do prefer coming to AppMec.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I'll put a link on this page to, what I put together after I was down to see you guys, whatever it was, April of last year, maybe. Fantastic, impressive organization, I can tell you that. Let me ask you one more thing, Patrick, about wholesale supply, because I've seen some stuff. There's rumblings on Twitter about doing another silver squeeze. I've seen that hashtag trending again. What would another big surge of retail silver buying? I don't know if we could ever do it again like they did it 2 years ago, but what would that do to wholesale supply?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I guess the issue is, how deep is that wholesale market? I know right now we could certainly get more 1,000-ounce silver bars. We could get more 400-ounce gold bars. But going back to that silver squeeze era, there was a time when we reached out to our network of wholesalers all around the world too. And we said, hey, we want more silver bars. And they said, hey, there's none available. Unfortunately, I don't know the whole supply chain from the mines, the refineries to when it gets a 1,000-ounce silver bar. But I could tell you that it's been stressed in the past, most recently at that silver squeeze time.
What would happen if we did that again? That was, well, let's try. I'll try to give you a heads up if I see anything.
Yeah, let's do it.
Cause I know that was a long weekend for everybody. All right. Now to One Gold. Again, on here on my site, people know what a proponent I am of One Gold. I've been a customer since, what was it, 18 when it started? Longer than that?
Yeah, fall of 18 is when we launched One Gold.
And I know a lot of folks, when we got that major dichotomy, if you will, between COMEX silver at 12 and change and physical silver at 24 and change, all of that back in March of 2020. I know a lot of people went to One Gold for my site and opened accounts. I'd be over six figures with you guys if gold and silver hadn't gone down this year. So I'm a big believer, and I'm sitting on cash at One Gold right now, just waiting to buy a dip. Explain One Gold to everybody. I'll let you do it, just so that people know that, you know, there's ways that you can access that pretty close to that spot price if the paper market, you know, runs it down. And One Gold is one of the best ways to do it. Tell everybody a little bit about it.
Yeah, so I started personally as a physical buyer. I like physical. I believe everyone should own physical. However, I think a lot of you guys who have followed the physical market since, let's say, last several years have noticed that starting in 2020, premiums have gone up and up and up and up. And unfortunately to me, I want to buy silver. I want to buy gold. I don't want to buy a premium, because a premium is something that it could go away. So as we mentioned before, you have silver eagles that are trading at, let's say, 70% over spot right now. And that's largely due to the supply chain. So what One Gold is it sources, it's basically an online investment platform that allows users to buy, sell, and own physical gold, silver, and platinum stored at various vaults around the world. And what One Gold does is it sources the 400-ounce gold bars and 1,000-ounce silver bars and makes this available for customers to purchase. So when you buy it, you actually have ownership in a gold bar or a silver bar. Essentially, like if you purchase less than 1,000 ounces or 400 ounces of gold, you have fractional ownership. And the nice thing about this is we could currently source 1,000 ounce silver bars on the wholesale market for about 1% over spot. So we then make it available to customers for 2%. So we basically make a small spread on it. Gold, we charge 0.8% or 80 basis points. And then you basically have access to the metal. So going back to like the price when silver dropped down to $12, I personally got into One Gold. I got in at 12 and change.
Me too.
I didn't need to pay the $8 premium on whatever silver was selling for, because if silver's 12 and you're buying for 20, well, that doesn't really work. So like you want silver to be 12 and you're buying basically slightly over 12. And that's what One Gold allows you to do.
And it's the easiest thing in the world. The platform, if you access it through a phone or mobile device, actually looks a lot like Coinbase. It's the simplest, it's a slick, it is, it's just great how easy it is to use and how customer friendly it is. And then what you do, like for example, once the premiums came down, it was about a year ago, maybe, I just hit the redeem button and got a 1,000 ounce bar sent to me, which is, or not a 1,000 ounce, 100 ounce bar, which is a great doorstop, by the way. But it's easy. And you wait, you get your physical, you get the price locked in your spot, and then you just wait for the premiums to come down and whatever you want to take delivery in. It's really not much more complicated than that.
Exactly. We've had users do millions of dollars in, millions of dollars out, redeem millions of dollars. Just super easy.
Yep.
Many people do call it like the Robin Hood or Coinbase for precious metals because it is so intuitive.
Yeah. And you can trade it. I don't know how many people would do it, but rather than use SLV, which I think most people despise, you can trade this as well. You can link it to your bank account, move funds in, move funds out. I mean, it is just, it's just great. And I couldn't be more enthusiastic about it. Again, onegold.com. We'll put that link on this page. So now we've got some fun stuff, some new stuff to talk about, Patrick. I've got a Southwest Visa card, right? And a lot of people have these kind of things where anytime I buy something, or especially if I buy, airfare on Southwest, I get points that go towards Southwest, eventually get a free ticket. Everybody knows how these deals work. Well, now we've got the bullion card. So can you take a second and explain how you thought this up, what the rewards are, how the rewards work, that kind of stuff?
Sure. So let me give you a little bit of a background. So at Atmex, we like to have solutions for all types of customers. So several years ago, we were brainstorming a couple different ideas, and we said, how do we bring precious metals to a customer's everyday life? We started by going down a debit card path. So we looked at a debit card, which allows people to spend their gold and silver. We spoke with several banks, payment processors, spoke with both Visa and MasterCard, fintech firms as well. However, the more we looked into it, we're like, well, does this make any sense? Why would anyone want to spend their gold and silver? I said, most precious metals investors are in the accumulation phase, not the liquidation phase. So then we said, well, what if we did something different? So we pivoted to a credit card. We spoke with several more banks, payment processors, fintech firms. It was a pretty big challenge, as many people didn't know much about precious metals, or they didn't want to launch a program with precious metals. So we finally found UMB Bank in Kansas City, who was willing to play ball. So we worked with them for about 2 years, and we finally launched the Bullion Card, which is the first precious metals rewards credit card. And in fact, before our launch, we had a teaser page to promote the card. And in about 2 months, we got about 12,500 interested customers in this product.
Wow. That's fantastic. So how does it work?
Yeah, so I'm super excited about this. I actually have not applied for a credit card in probably over 15, maybe even 20 years.
Sure.
But I did get a bullion card. And what the bullion card is, it's the first credit card that allows you to earn precious metals with everyday spend. So instead of earning cash back or airline miles, this card allows you to earn gold and silver. A couple of the benefits, you'll get 4% back in gold and silver on Atmex and One Gold. So for example, if you bought an ounce of gold at $1,800, you'll get $72 back. So pretty big discount. The card also offers 1% back in gold and silver on all other purchases. So this is gas, groceries, shopping at your favorite retailers. So for example, if you spend $100 at Costco, you'll get $1 back in gold and silver. One of the things I'm most excited about is a promotion where you'll get 15,000 bonus points, which is basically $150 value after spending $1,500 on your card in the first 90 days of account opening.
Oh my gosh.
What I did is I actually bought an ounce of gold on One Gold due to low premiums. And actually with $150 back, it was well below spot. So nice little benefit there. The card has no annual fee, which is actually one of the top asks from a survey that we sent to our customers. And it also has a couple of 0% APR items too. So the card offers 0% APR on purchases for 12 months, which could be a good way to increase your precious metals portfolio and pay for it over time.
Yeah. And it's the same as a regular card, right? I can pay it off every month and not have interest in that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. So, great way to build your precious metals portfolio, pay for it over time. The card offers 0% APR on balance transfers made within the first 60 days of account opening, and that's for 12 months. So if any of you guys have high interest rate credit card debt, a great way to consolidate that debt and not pay interest for 12 months.
It's tremendous. And
one other benefit I did want to mention too is for cardholders who receive a $5,000 or higher credit line, you do have access to Visa signature benefits. So several items included in that, including travel accident benefit, lost luggage reimbursement, roadside assistance, auto rental damage waiver, and purchase protection, and many more.
Again, just like a regular credit card.
Exactly. You did mention another point too, is the different cards available. So there are two variations of this card. So the first variation is the APMEX bullion card. So if you like physical precious metals, you can apply for the card on APMEX, and points will be deposited into a balance on your APMEX account each month. So the points are essentially similar to a gift card balance or airline miles. Mm-hmm. They stay there. Mm-hmm. You can redeem them at any time and in any amount for any of the 25,000 plus gold, silver, platinum, and palladium products available at APMEX. We do have a couple of neat things. I think we have peanuts that released recently. We have John Wick bars. So a lot of interesting things for you guys. But that's the first option. It's basically redeeming your rewards on APMEX. The second option is redeeming your rewards on One Gold. So this is for the people who like the vaulted storage of precious metals. And like APMEX, points will be deposited into your One Gold account each month. But the biggest difference with One Gold is, since One Gold could sell metal in 0.001 ounce mm-hmm. increments, you could basically set whether you want gold, silver, or platinum and have the system automatically redeem your points every month into the asset of your choice. So basically, it's a set it and forget it plan. Every time you use your card, you'll earn a fractional ounces of gold, silver, or platinum.
That's great. And we're talking, I mean, this is physical allocated metal. So you're just taking more and more metal off the market and out of the bank's hands.
Yep. And that's a great point too. It is physical metal. If you do want it, let's say you're earning, I don't know, a tenth of an ounce of gold every single credit card period. And you said, hey, you know what? I like Eagles. I like Gold Eagles. You could essentially use One Gold as your platform, earn it, keep on accumulating rewards until you have that full ounce. And then you just redeem it within a couple of clicks and you got a physical Gold Eagle at your door.
It's great. I mean, you can get cash back with some cards. You get the points, airline points or hotel points with others. This you're getting physical gold and silver, which we all know in the end is going much, much higher. So your rewards are actually growing rather than just simply being spent.
Yeah. And I think it's a great program. I mean, the first credit card that ever got launched with a precious metals rewards.
Just dynamite. All right. So I think another thing I'd read is that for now, it's just U.S. citizens only that can do this.
Yeah. In terms of who qualifies for the card or who's eligible, it is available only in the U.S. You will need a U.S. address and a social security number to apply. So unfortunately, those people in Canada and across the border, unfortunately, you're not eligible for the card. I did want to make another point too. The card is meant to be accessible to the general public, but however, there is a cutoff too. So if any of you guys have a credit score below 660, you will get declined, but for the most part, I mean, it's meant to be accessible.
Aren't you going to get a credit score below 660? You're going to have trouble getting a credit card, period.
I agree.
So, all right. So here, I guess it's now up and running, right? This is something you can get.
Yeah, that's correct. So if you're interested in the APMEX version, I would say check out the bullioncard.apmex.com. Okay. And if you're interested in the One Gold version, check out the bullioncard.onegold.com. And from those pages, you'll be able to see the rewards and details and view the complete terms and conditions. If you do decide to apply and everything looks good, there is an orange apply now button on both pages. To apply, you'll basically need an APMEX or One Gold account. So you'll be prompted to log in to your account before submitting your application. If you don't have one, you could create one in a couple minutes. And having the account ensures that you can basically view and redeem your points. We need to link it up to somewhere.
Yeah.
And then after submitting your application, you'll typically hear back from the bank in 5 to 7 days. So if approved, you'll be getting your card in the mail with your credit line, terms and conditions, and so on. And if you are declined, you'll get a decline letter. Hopefully that won't be many of you guys, though.
All right. Let me see if I got this straight. Everybody knows how much I love you guys. And I love my One Gold account. And I just think, especially in a time like this, where those premiums are 40% and 70%, how else are you going to be able to access, you know, what they're doing to the paper price? So you can do it through One Gold. And so now I can have a credit card that every time I buy metal, through One Gold, right? I could fund it with this credit card.
Yeah, you could use a credit card on One Gold. You'll get 4% back.
Goodness gracious. Okay. So now I'm getting an extra 4% credit of silver or gold or whatever, based on the metal I'm buying anyway. And then on top of that, if I use it every place else, go to Costco, you know, go buy whatever, it's 1%. And again, I'm getting physical metal there.
Yep, exactly. And the interesting part, like I mentioned, you have that 15,000 bonus points too. So you're getting metal. Let's say you buy an ounce of gold for 17 and change. You're getting $150 back on that metal. So it's a great deal. And I've used it to buy metal. I've used it in day-to-day spends. It's overall, I think it's a great card. And as I mentioned, I haven't got a card in 15, 20 years, and I did get one of these.
Yeah. I don't see how and why. I mean, unless you're just totally don't like credit cards and you don't want anything on credit and you're paying off all your debt and all that kind of, which is fine. Okay. I understand. But I think most of the world exists on, you know, using credit cards and swiping it for a cup of coffee or going to the grocery store or whatever. If you're a physical metal stacker, why in the heck wouldn't you want one of these? I mean, it seems like a kind of almost like a no brainer. Again, Patrick, I'll put the web addresses on here. But just tell everybody again, as they're listening, how they go look into it and sign up for one if they want one.
Yeah. So if you want the Atmex card, it's thebullioncard.atmex.
All one word.
Thebullioncard, all one word, .atmex.com. And okay. If you want the One Gold version, it's thebullioncard.onegold.com.
All right. I'm gonna sign up for one. I'm going to buy like $1 billion worth of silver. And then I'm going to do my own silver squeeze. And I think this is exciting stuff, Patrick. I'm really thrilled that you guys have been able to do this and offer this, because it's going to help a lot of people accumulate more or maybe accumulate their initial sound money. And as you know, once you get started, it's hard to turn around and stop because you realize this is money. This is the real deal. And the more people we can get doing that, the more people we can protect in terms of where, you know, everything is going monetarily. And so God bless you guys for bringing this out. I just think it's thrilling. Anything else you want to add?
No, I think that's about it. Check out those URLs. If you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out to me directly. My email is Patrick, patrick.yip. That's YIP @atmex.com.
Great stuff, my friend. We're going to have to talk again soon. You're going to have to come back and let me know how things are going. And as you hear things, you know, in the precious metals department, the physical demand and physical supply, you've always been really good to keep me posted on what you're seeing down there. Please keep it up.
Will do.
All right, Patrick, thank you for your time. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Okay. Thanks, Greg.
And from all of us here at TFMR, thank you for listening. Be sure to check out atmex.com, onegold.com, and the new bullion card. It certainly sounds like a great deal. Again, thanks everybody for listening.